Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. My name is Will. Across from me is Jason.
Hey, Will.
And next to both of us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, please.
I thought we were going to have banter.
We don't need to.
Oh, okay.
We talk literally all the time.
All right. Well, never mind.
The show today is actually just going to be banter, so we should just get to it probably.
Okay.
And Michael's here too.
Some weather we're having.
Boy, I tell you. Actually, it's been really nice. It has been nice. We could sit outside.
All right. Some weather the rest of the country's having.
It's true. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon saints get access to two additional shows, TFP Extra,
Extra
and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra,
Extra,
we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. On the monthly Disney Classic series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. We just did a watch along for Robin of the Hood, and that episode should come out next week. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so go sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of The Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Mike will give us the latest news. I will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then we'll continue the Disney discussion game we started last week with Mickey's Magical Wheel of Disney Topics, which I'm still not a huge fan of the name.
I came up with a new name.
Okay, well, we'll save it.
Okay.
All of that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics. So, just like last time we did the wheel, we will not be doing small topics because the whole show will be small topics today. No chit-chat, fellas.
Good.
Save it for the main topic.
Good. I love it.
Thanks, Jason. That was a great absence of small topics.
Sounds like chit-chat to me.
Yep. Weather's fine. Move on.
News. So here are three news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World. Number one, the Walt Disney Company beats estimated quarter three revenue. So the Walt Disney Company reported last week that the earnings for its third fiscal quarter ending on July 2nd, 2022 beat estimates. Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products revenues for the quarter increased to $7.4 billion compared to $4.3 billion in the prior year quarter. Disney says...
Wait. This is a business?
Yeah, they like to make money.
They're not just there to try to appease us? That's crazy.
Crazy.
I thought it was free.
I was watching a live tweet of the Warner Brothers, Warner Media, whatever it's called now, earnings call. And people were all upset that they just kept talking about numbers and earnings and stuff. And they were like, I want to hear about Superman.
Yeah. Today's
but those things are about money and making more money.
Shut up, nerds.
Yeah.
Well, Disney says, quote, operating income growth at our domestic parks and experiences was due to higher volumes and increased guest spending, partially offset by higher costs. Higher volumes were due to increases in attendance, occupied room nights, and cruise ship sailings. Cruise ships were operating during the entire current quarter, while sailings were suspended in the prior year quarter. Guest spending growth was due to an increase in average per capita ticket revenue and higher average daily hotel room rates.
I have something to say.
Okay.
I don't like that they call them sailings if they don't have a sail. I think they're voyages at that point. I think only sailboats should have sailings.
I think it's like a Starfleet uses maritime stuff. I think it's just, you know, people like the tradition of maritime.
I do too. You need to have a sail. If they just put a fake sail up, that'd be fine.
I bet there's a sail
If they
even probably have a sale on a shirt in the gift shop.
No, there's not. They are for sale.
Yeah.
Anywho, Castaway K.
The increase in average per capita ticket revenue was due to the introduction of Genie Plus and Lightning Lane in the first quarter of the current fiscal year and a reduced impact from promotions at Walt Disney World Resort, partially offset by an unfavorable attendance mix at Disneyland Resort. Higher costs were primarily due to volume growth, cost inflation, and new guest offerings. Our domestic parks and resorts were open for the entire current quarter, whereas Disneyland Resort was open for 65 days of the prior year quarter, and Walt Disney World Resort operated at reduced capacity in the prior year quarter. Improved results at our international parks and resorts were primarily due to growth at Disneyland Paris, partially offset by a decrease at Shanghai Disney Resort. Higher operating results at Disneyland Paris were due to increases in attendance and occupied room nights, partially offset by a higher operating cost due to volume growth. They like to say partially offset a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is boring.
Disneyland Paris was open for the entire current quarter compared to 19 days in the prior year quarter. The decrease at Shanghai Disney Resort was due to the park being open for all of the prior year quarter, but only for 3 days in the current quarter, end quote.
So I did tourism operations for a long time, which meant a lot of these types of reporting, year over year things and all that. And I'll tell you this. At CNN, the tour was closed down during shock and awe. What was the second Gulf War called? It's not Desert Storm, but
yeah,
something.
I think it was just
during the second Gulf War. And then we went down to like a severely reduced capacity. And I did not like running the year over year numbers because it was like, yeah, you're down 300%. Well, okay.
The charts don't look as good.
The charts don't look
good. You just don't put the charts in the report.
But the following year, the charts look really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But then it was hard to be like,
they look better because it's hard to, otherwise you go out of business.
Yeah.
Well, speaking at the Walt Disney Company's third quarter 2022 financial results conference call, CFO Christine McCarthy noted that attendance at the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort is now very close to 2019 levels, but spending per capita is up 40%. Occupancy at the domestic hotels in the third quarter was 90%, and future bookings are in line with pre-pandemic levels. Commenting on future attendance, McCarthy said, quote, "Looking ahead, domestic demand at our theme parks continue to look robust with current forward-looking hotel bookings and intent to visit roughly in line with pre-pandemic trends," end quote. She went on to talk about international visitors, quote, "One of the things that we've seen during the pandemic, international visitation to our domestic parks, primarily Walt Disney World, was non-existent. It has proceeded to come back very nicely, but still below the traditional range that we've given you, which is around 17-18% up to the low 20s. But it's made significant progress, and we expect the international visitation, when it's fully back, to actually be additive to margins because those guests tend to stay longer at the parks, and they spend more money when they are here as well," end quote. So yeah, they're making money.
Yeah, sure are.
People are coming
in droves.
It'd
be crazy if they weren't.
Yeah.
We'll probably get a lot of people coming to see the fall decorations because, number two, fall decorations arrive at Walt Disney World.
You didn't even try that hard that time.
Well,
I'll just say. Ooh, I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, anytime we have one of these glimpses behind the scenes of a company like Disney, it's a real treat.
Well, speaking of treats, one treat you might get at Walt Disney World is fall decorations.
I was going with a trick or treat.
Well, that works too.
Yeah. No tricks here.
You better get your life alert bracelet because you might take a fall. Decorations are on.
No.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
No.
Fallen in love with with Halloween decorations at Walt Disney World Resort.
I want you to leave every bit of that in. He won't do it, though.
We're still in the middle of summer, but fall decorations arrive at Walt Disney World. Today, as we record, is the first Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, and the Magic Kingdom is already fully decorated for Halloween. The Holiday Services Department has been busy installing the decor throughout Main Street USA and Liberty Square this week, with the complete pre-pandemic 2019 decor package now on display.
I don't know why that sounded funny.
Decor package.
The complete decor package. Ooh. Oh, well, you got the clear coat this year.
And speaking of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, according to WW Magic, sales continue to surge with many more nights sold out. We reviewed all the entertainment at the party last week, but some additional entertainment has been announced. Disney says, quote, "Partygoers awaiting Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade can stand out and dance their way onto Main Street USA with a majorly awesome 90s crew led by Max Goof." Is that his name? Max Goof?
Yep.
Max Goof cosplaying as Powerline, his favorite pop superstar.
So his name's Goofy Goof?
Maybe Goofy is just Goofy. He went like Eminem, Adele, etc.
Also new this year is the Zombeats Bash. Join zombies and cheerleaders at Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe as they bam out to music inspired by the Zombies original movies on Disney Channel. End quote.
I was with you until it was inspired by the Zombies original movie.
It's not for us. No. You know? It's all right.
Who's it for?
Preteens.
Cats. Like you leave your TV on for your cats when you go to work.
Young teens on the Disney Channel, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like the Descendants crowd.
Yeah.
Well, one day when you're really old, you can tell your descendants about Magic Band Plus.
That's fantastic work.
Which brings us to number three. Walt Disney World is issuing gift cards and refunds for Magic Band Plus orders that arrive late. So Disney says, "We are reaching out about the recent Magic Band Plus order you made through My Disney Experience. Due to overwhelming popularity, we are unable to fulfill your order in time for your arrival at Walt Disney World Resort. Therefore, your order will be complimentary. If you were charged, a refund will be automatically processed back to your original form of payment within 7 business days. Your Magic Bands will still ship to the address provided at no cost to you, so you can use it for future visits. In addition, if you'd like to purchase other Magic Bands to use at Walt Disney World Resort for this visit, to provide the discount you were offered online, we will be sending you a $50 digital Disney gift card that you may use toward the purchase of a Magic Band Plus at Walt Disney World Resort retail locations, or you may apply it toward the purchase of other Disney merchandise or experiences. Please accept our sincerest apologies. Thank you for understanding, and we look forward to seeing you real soon." Well, that was nice of them.
Mm-hmm. That's some good customer service right there.
Yeah. And that is it for news.
That was some really good news, Michael. I enjoyed all that, except for some of the earnings stuff, because it's kind of boring.
Yeah, it is.
But not your fault. You did the best you could.
Yeah, it's by definition boring.
Mm-hmm. I streamlined it.
Yeah, or it I was tried still kind of boring. Yes. This week, Main Tweet USA takes us to the finish line and beyond.
Mm.
I didn't make that up. It was like right at the top there on the. They did all this for me. All right. We've been waiting for this announcement. So here it is from the Run Disney team. Get ready to reach for the sky and grab your rootinest, tootinest crew. Hate this. We're not toying around as the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend returns to Walt Disney World Resort for the second year, April 13th through 16th, 2023.
Please tell me there's a snake in my boot pun coming up.
I hope so. Honestly, I haven't read this so closely, so we'll see. The final event in the 22-23 Run Disney race season celebrates the power of friendship and the magic of Pixar with the Pixar Pals. Racers are encouraged to celebrate the running buddies that keep them going, the support systems that cheer from the sidelines, and the iconic characters that lift each other up time and time again. So if you haven't realized it yet, it's Pixar themed this year. So just FYI.
That's pretty cool.
All right. The 2023 event sees the return of the 10-mile distance and the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Challenge for completing all weekend races, as well as Run Disney Springtime Surprise Yoga. Today, we are excited to share the individual race themes. Take a gander, and this is because you can't see it, but here you go. All right, 5K is the Cars 5K. You are speed. Whether you're aiming for a leisurely jog or a personal record, get ready to speed through the lanes of this 3.1-mile course with Lightning McQueen, Mater, and all their friends.
Hmm.
So that'll be fun. I bet they'll have they'll probably have one of the cars out there. And
I bet Dash will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, it's Cars.
Yeah, it's Cars.
Yeah, never mind. Dash probably
won't be. Dash might be out there, too. They've been, last year, they themed these up like a little bit more than I thought they would, especially the Tower of Terror 10-miler. It was pretty neat.
Yeah. I bet it's fun for them to get to do something different.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, speaking of different, the 10K is themed after monsters. It's time to get those scary feet ready. Canisters at each mile marker get fuller and fuller as racers take a step in the fright direction through a 6.2-mile course with Mike, Sully, and all their friends from the world of Monstropolis. And the one I'm interested in, the Toy Story 10-miler. I like that they're keeping the theme of having all T's. Last year was the Tower of Terror 10-miler, Toy Story 10-miler. Oh. Who knows next year? We'll see. Saddle up for a 10-mile event. Racers set out on the adventure of a lifetime with Buzz, Woody, Bo Peep, and more as they push themselves to infinity and the finish line.
Oh, nice. You thought they were going to say beyond, but...
I did. I really thought that.
Yeah.
And so if you complete the challenge, just keep running, just keep running. Racers with the perseverance to complete all three weekend events are awarded for finishing the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Challenge, complete with a medal featuring Nemo and his friends from all over the big blue world. Which is interesting because like the color theme is green. The scheme is green there for them, but we'll see. It's fun. Let's see what else we got. Not able to join us. They do have virtual options and, the link is on the Disney Parks blog.
So the virtual ones, are they normally like the same, you get the same shirts and,
medals.
Yeah,
you do.
Okay. I saw that this time and I was like, oh, I thought they did a different one for virtual. So that's pretty cool.
I don't like that they're keeping this option open. I think it's fun for people that maybe can't get in or can't go, but they want to feel like they're part of it. You know, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
General registration opens August 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern, and general registrations for the virtual event opens also August 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern. They're also going to do the Springtime Surprise Yoga, and it's not on here, but I thought somebody said it was at Hollywood Studios. So anyway, there you go. Springtime Surprise. I like that they're keeping the 10 miler. I think it's a good distance. It's different. It's fun. I'm disappointed there's not a nighttime 5K like there was last year.
Mm. I like that I like this whole secret thing, the surprise thing where it's different every year.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I liked the Star Wars one, but it got a little repetitive. I mean, like if you did the 10K, you always got the Boba Fett medal or whoever the good guy was for that. So, I like that they're switching it up. It's a good, thing.
Yeah, I do too. Cause you know, the other ones always, well, Marathon Weekend is always the main characters, but the, Wine and Dine, they always switch it up too. So yeah.
Yeah.
But I miss the Star Wars.
And Princess is always Princesses.
Yeah. I mean, that one's kind of, you know,
there's Justice always. For Keeta. Nobody. Not her name.
See, if you have
from
to say
Atlantis,
yeah.
If you have to say that, then justice does not need to be done.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That was a great run down Main Tweet USA.
I said it.
There's a snake in my boot.
Oh, they didn't. There wasn't. No, they didn't. One. That's sad. Missed opportunity, Disney PR team. Today's topic, what's it called now, Michael? You had another idea.
So my second attempt at a more fun, easy to say title is Spin the Tail on the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And since this is our second one, it's another Spin the Tail on the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
It's the Carousel of Podcasts.
Yeah, why is it not just the Carousel of Podcasts?
I don't know.
Which is the name of this podcast in our mirror dimension.
All right.
Our multiverse of podcasts.
838 or whatever.
Oh, we should do multiverse of podcasts sometime for April Fool's next year, and we all have a different character.
Okay.
And our Disney parks are slightly different.
Yeah, it's Universal that week.
Yeah.
Ooh. We'll have to go to Universal at some point.
Well, you know.
Or read a review online.
Yeah, that's what Disney people do for their podcast.
Yeah, I want to go Velocicoaster.
Anyway, if you joined us last week when the show was called Something Else... Mickey's Magical Wheel of Destiny or something.
Something like that.
We bought a wheel. We're going to post a picture on Instagram this week. We bought a wheel. We have a bunch of topics on it, and we had a lot of fun doing it. So we're going to do it again.
You know what? We're just changing the format of the show.
We're not changing the format of the show.
All wheel, all the time.
All right, so if you were with us last week... we're going to just do the same thing again. We have, 12, 13 topics on here. And whatever it lands on, that person just starts a mini conversation about it.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens. Fast and loose on all the rules. So do whatever you want.
Yeah, we have no idea what the rest of this podcast has in store.
Indeed. So let's get started. Michael, you first.
Okay.
Huh. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
You weren't ready for that one.
I wasn't. But I have one. I'm very excited for the premiere of Rogue One. No, it's not Rogue One. Andor coming in September. Every time they show like a new trailer, it looks more like, I don't know, it seems real. Like the way they film it and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very excited for it. And
was
like,
this one, they didn't do this one in the volume. They did this one on location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does seem to me like they're trying to make this is kind of like Rogue One. It's like, you know, at the end, obviously, it got very Star Wars-y with Vader and everything. But like for the rest of it, it was like, yeah, this is a story in the Star Wars universe. And it's still kind of a spy show and like, yeah, movie and stuff. So I'm hoping the same on this one.
Yeah, I think with Rogue One, they could have. I think if they had continued down that path and not done like Solo, I think they could have done the spinoff thing. Is they're now kind of doing it. Mm-hmm. Where it's stories in the world, but not necessarily
the legacy characters.
Yeah.
It also looks very like there's like a political plot line. I don't know. It almost seems like Game of Thrones in the Star Wars universe. Like that kind of, like where there's intrigue, palace intrigue.
Are there going to be dragons?
Hope so. Space dragons.
I famously hate dragons now.
What about Dianogas with wings?
They're not dragons. They're a whole different
Dragonogas.
Thing. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited about Andor too. I wasn't. And really was like, why are we getting an Andor?
That's how I felt about WandaVision.
Yeah, but the. Yeah.
And it's more episodes and they've done two seasons. So, yeah.
Well, at least WandaVision, like Wanda, Scarlet Witch is a big character. This is just a guy from a movie that people didn't really like all that much.
Oh, no. Star Wars fans love Rogue
One. Or it was a guy from a movie that wasn't all that big.
The Rogue One crowd's going to get after you.
That's all right.
I love Rogue One.
Rogue One's great.
I'll send the
beehive. You know what else is great? Solo was great, too.
Yeah,
it's those Last Jedi people that ruined Solo. And then Disney listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
If DC has taught us anything, it's
they
that
haven't.
You should
I'll just
always
stop.
Listen to everything that anybody says on the internet.
I'll stop you right there.
And completely change all of your plans all the time.
Quote, plans.
Yeah.
All right. Jason, you ready?
Yeah.
Spin that wheel.
Woo!
Oh, this is good for you. Here we go. Hot takes.
Hot takes.
Not hot cakes. Mm. Which we could put that on here too.
I can go for some pancakes.
We should have a different. We should change one out every time for something ridiculous, like a pun on another category.
Hot snakes?
Well, hot cakes would be one. I'm trying to like, you know.
Would your hot snake be Sir Hiss?
It'd be Star Trek, not Star Wars, you know.
All right, here's mine. Earlier tonight, we were out at, today. I've been doing a lot of projecting and was exhausted when we went to dinner and we're talking about it. And, Will was like, if you need to sit out this episode or the classics, you can. And I was like, yeah, I might. Cause I hated Robin Hood. And so Will banned me from the classics episode tonight. So you won't hear me on that one,
but you will
hear me complain about Robin Hood on this.
Gosh, it's crazy that the wheels.
My hot
take. It spins so loud.
Is that Robin Hood is hot garbage akin to a great mouse detective?
That. Wrong.
I think it's as good as Great Mouse Detective.
It's way better than the Great Mouse Detective.
Better than Rescuers.
Way better than Rescuers. Better than Little Mermaid.
Has pacing problems.
What?
What?
It's not better than Little
It does not have pacing problems. It was an hour and 20 minutes.
It was a very long hour and 20
not to
minutes.
Me.
There was 45 minutes worth of story in that. And then it
That's
was...
not true.
It was a song.
Yeah, the rest was character development.
In the middle of the movie, there was a song that just recapped the movie.
Yeah. It's called a Disney movie.
That's crazy. No, thank you.
Better than Beauty and the Beast.
Hot That's garbage.
This is the hot take segment, Michael. Okay. We can all have a hot take.
But it's my hot take.
Hot cakes, though. Well, it's the segment, Jason. Mm. We could all say really stupid things.
Aw.
Like, it's better than Beauty and the Beast. That's a stupid statement.
Well, but it's not accurate. Like, Robin Hood is garbage.
No, that is...
I also don't think I like, generally, the story of Robin Hood. I also am, like, I want to like the Camelot tales, but I just don't.
Well, there's not a good movie about those.
Yeah.
The musical's supposed to be good.
The Mists of Avalon was good.
Spoiler for those that don't listen to the classics episode, but Robin Hood had a far greater impact on the furry community than Beauty and the Beast or The Little Mermaid. Well, maybe not Beauty and the Beast because of the Beast.
Maybe we shouldn't do this episode.
Definitely The Little Mermaid. Apparently, it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. People love that Maid Marian. Like, love her.
Okay.
I think we've veered out of wheel territory. Yep.
All right. Thought it said presidents for a second because it's on my left but turned left. It's predictions.
Oh, nice.
Presidents. Oh, okay. Hall of Presidents. Okay. Predictions. I don't think we did one of predictions last week.
Yeah, I don't
week,
think
actually.
We did either.
Let's see. Okay. I'm predicting that we are going to have some... we did do this a little bit last week, I think. We talked about D23, right?
Yeah, Michael looked at me and he goes...
Well, Michael remembers things. We don't remember things.
No, I listened to it three times.
Yeah. Did we talk? We talked about D23. We talked about what they would be announcing.
Yeah. I had a prediction about the Dinoland USA area kind of like being overhauled.
What did we say?
I don't remember.
Because I predict they're going to like show us maybe a clip of the new Fantasmic.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, and tease us with some pictures and stuff. Because it's time.
Concept art, yeah.
Because allegedly they've been, according to the rumors, they've been rehearsing.
Yeah, I bet.
And people have seen, like, the fireworks testing and stuff like that. So I am super pumped about Fantasmic coming back because it is my favorite nighttime spectacular and it's not even close.
What do you predict the scene will be? The new scene?
You know, it's going to have Moana in it. We know that. And a couple other, like Frozen. I think it's just going to be...
But they could just be on the boat.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be a whole new, like, little mini scene where it's not, like, just one scene from a movie. It might be, like, a little medley, like they do with the princess. They'll probably leave the princess thing as is, but do a little medley of action-adventure, like Frozen and Moana and something else. I don't know.
I thought they were taking out the Pocahontas scene.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Pocahontas.
They are. Oh, okay. I'm saying that scene might turn into a little action scene with a few different properties. Since it's all in Mickey's imagination, they can mix and everything. I think it might be fun.
Yeah. There's also a rumor out there that they might announce a new nighttime parade for Walt Disney World.
Ooh.
So that would be cool.
We should just get Paint the Night. Bring that
not,
over here.
They're not using it.
We love it. It's great.
Somebody get a truck.
It's just out back there at Disneyland.
Let's all just chip in, rent some U-Hauls, and come bring it over here.
It's probably just in Chapek's backyard.
Or bring it to Walt Disney World, add another float, and give it like a new exciting name like Paint the Night Platinum Edition.
Yeah, but you got to pay extra for that.
Or Paint the Night, but with a K.
I thought you didn't like Knights of the Round Table, etc.
I don't.
Okay.
But it could be Disney Knights.
Oh, Jedi Knights.
Yeah. Paint the Jedi Knights.
Why have they never done a after hours called Jedi Knights in Hollywood Studios?
And the parade? You could just have
here.
A bunch of Jedis with lightsabers
get out of
on.
Here. How are we? Do we have to come up with all the ideas for them? If they do this, I'm going to be really upset about it.
Dear Bobby C.
Direct message him.
Yeah. I'm going to slip into his
DMs. Slip into his DMs.
Slide in? Slide in.
Yeah, slide in. Excuse me, yes. All right, ready, Michael? Spin the wheel. Right up your alley, the parks.
So I was thinking about this today.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it, that he was.
When I was reading about like the investor calls and the demand, and we may have talked a little bit about this last time, but it seems like they can ramp up. They need to ramp up the expansion of Walt Disney World, whether it's a fifth gate or expanding the existing parks to allow for more capacity. It's like the demand just keeps growing and growing, and the only way they can really combat it now is with increasing the price, which is great from like a business point of view, but the more crowded it gets, it's worse for like a guest point of view.
Yeah. I bet you their their NPS scores and...
What's an NPS score?
The net promoter score. So I guess it's just NPS, not NPS score.
ATM machine.
Yeah. but that's like how likely are people to recommend going to Disney to other people. Mm. So I bet that's probably taking a little bit of a hit, and probably customer satisfaction is taking a little bit of a hit.
Yeah.
Because of the crowds. So, but the only way I think that they'll get motivated to actually make those changes is if they have a investor call that's not, well, we're up 3,000% and we just keep cramming people away. Like a subway at rush hour in Japan.
But they're going to get to a point where it works against them, because if the demand gets too high and they literally can't get more people into the parks because of capacity issues, then they're going to be missing out on money.
I think they're willing to take that risk until it breaks.
Yeah. I fully agree. I think they should ramp it up. And I don't even think it has to be a fifth gate. Like there is...
No, yeah, me either.
Yeah, like... The difference between Magic Kingdom and how much there is to do there and how many people eaters there are there. And, you know, you can have 100 billion people there, but you still only have 15 minute waits for a lot of things. there's just not that volume at the other parks. And while I love a Pandora, I love a, Galaxy's Edge,
they need some smaller attractions in those big lands.
Like, yeah, they need smaller attractions overall, in those big lands. Yeah. And then they need smaller attractions just outside of the land. Like, it doesn't have to be a $20 billion expansion. I mean, Toy Story Land was kind of like that. Like, they have a few things there. And one of them is just an off-the-shelf ride.
Yeah, I feel like they need to do more projects simultaneously. Like, instead of like, okay, now we're focusing on Epcot. Okay, now we're focusing on Animal Kingdom. Okay, now we're focusing on the Magic Kingdom. Like, I know right now, coming out of the pandemic, things are a bit different with, like, getting workers and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know. I feel like if Universal can do all this construction for their existing parks and their new park, that Disney could invest the same way into their existing parks.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll leave Magic Kingdom alone for a while, except for the Splash Mountain makeover.
And eventually the Tron Coaster will open.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they're building the Tron Coaster. Mm-hmm. See, they could have put that in studios.
Well, they didn't. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
It's too late now.
Probably wouldn't go in Animal
Again,
Kingdom. That would be weird.
Get the trucks. I don't... Put it in Pandora. Who cares? I don't know. Whatever. If Bob Chapek was as bad as people say, it would be like that all around. They just put the Haunted Mansion over in Animal Kingdom for no apparent reason. Yeah. Oh, people seem to like this. Put it over there.
That's a haunted zoo.
Ah, that'd be something.
Yeah.
Jedi Knights is the best thing.
Zombie animals are scary.
The Haunted Mansion. Starring, what's that goose's name?
Which goose?
I don't know. There's a goose.
Gary?
Glenn Gooserton.
That's Glenn Close. You're thinking of Glenn Close.
The Haunted Mansion.
Who is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Glenn Close.
So, it's fun. Alrighty.
Or the Haunted Mansion.
We're spinning the wheel.
Haunted Mantetition.
Jason gets to spin again.
Yay!
Marvel, go.
Marvel. All right, what is a Marvel movie or TV show that hasn't had a sequel, but you really want it to have a sequel?
Eternals.
Yeah. Ugh. Eternals is good.
It's not.
It's great. It's my favorite.
It's not any of that.
It's not.
It's good. Actually, it's not great.
I really liked it.
Well, that's fine.
I really liked it too.
You've been wrong a lot on this podcast.
No, I really like
it. Is that your real answer? Both of you?
It's mine.
It's his.
Because it ended in like a cliffhanger, and I want.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I had that big guy.
Yeah. Arishem came and like
took half of him. for judgment.
And appeared in the sky. That would be terrifying.
And Harry Styles.
Like, if you were just out at the park and a giant celestial popped into the sky.
No, you wouldn't. Half the population left like 5 years ago and then poofed back. You're going to be used to anything at this point if you live on that
Earth. I don't know. I feel like that's worse.
Like, there are always kind of like something going on. If you live near New York, literally nothing could surprise you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they may not have been like too surprised because at that point they already knew about the stone celestial in the ocean because it was all over the news in the previous scenes.
It's so weird. Like, Reddit people on the internet are obsessed with that. Like, ooh, maybe they're going to mention this and this property. Like, that's the, why would they? Peter Parker doesn't care about whatever's going on in the ocean.
He's your friendly neighborhood
Spider-Man. On the other side of the world.
They did mention Eternals and Ms. Marvel. They mentioned Kinga.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time coming up with an answer because there's like something in development that I know about almost for everything at this point.
I'd like to see a Shang-Chi.
I think they're talking about it.
I would see another...
they already announced.
He already announced he's going to be in something else before that, too. I think so,
yeah.
And I'd I would too, by the way.
Yeah.
Less dragons, and I'd be perfectly fine with it.
More dragons.
Oh, something we haven't heard about is that, what's his name? Jon Snow at the end of the Eternals. Yeah.
But people seem to think he's going to be in Blade.
Yeah, but nobody's mentioned it. So we've had a lot of, quite a few of those sequel. Dangling plot threads that they haven't like picked back up on.
So you're saying you want an Eternal sequel too focused on Jon Snow?
Sure. If he's in it instead of those other boring people. He was one of the only people I liked in that movie. Like, hey, it's Jon Snow. No, go back to him.
Were there any in the first couple of phases or even into phase three that never got a sequel?
I don't think, or that didn't show up in something
Hulk,
else.
I guess never did.
Captain Marvel hasn't yet. I mean, and Hulk, that whole thing is all about Hulk that universal, right?
Hulk can't have a sequel.
But I read a thing today that it might be ending soon.
2023?
Like, yeah. So they may be wanting to do more with Hulk after that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So, but at least he's going to be in She-Hulk, so we'll get more like Bruce Banner and Hulk, I assume.
At this point, it's hard to think of anything that hasn't gotten a sequel or like a follow-up or something, you know?
It's mostly the newest stuff, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure we won't see any more WandaVision.
No.
Yeah.
But that it would be bold. I mean, whatever. I'm cool with if they want to. Like, you know.
But I would like more Moon Knight. I would like more Miss Marvel outside of the Marvels, but like another season.
A teen drama. I'm in. Let's do it. Friendly neighborhood Miss Marvel and film it all around Atlanta again. Let's do it.
I feel like she's going to have to either show up in the Young Avengers or as a mutant.
Yeah.
Like they didn't plant that seed for introducing other mutants.
I'll wait if I have a hot take. Alrighty.
People seem to think that it's going to be those mutants are going to get pulled into like the X-Men 97 are going to get pulled into the MCU.
Mm. No, they're not.
I hope they're not.
I don't. No, they're
move
not.
On.
No, they're not. They're smarter than that, first of all.
My hot take is I hate mutants.
You know what? Let's have a hot take, mini hot take right now. I don't care about the X-Men anymore. They've bungled it so many times that I've lost all interest in the X-Men.
Yeah.
And I feel like Marvel, if they do bring back the mutants and the X-Men at some point soon, that's fine. They'll do it the right way. But I don't care anymore. Like right now, I just don't care.
Yeah, the current state of the X-Men is great, and I hope they do this.
In the comics. Okay.
Yeah, like, I hope they do the Krakoa era and not try to go back, like, give us 20 years before you try to do the Phoenix Saga again.
No, never, and, by the way.
Well, but they could do the Phoenix Saga because now they're going into space, and there's going to be, like, you know, probably the Shi'ar and all that stuff, and the Phoenix thing happened on another planet.
Yeah.
Like it was all alien stuff and space stuff. So they could do that, but you got to earn it. It's like killing Superman.
Yeah, I know.
You got to earn it.
Yeah.
Give it 10 movies and then do it.
Yep, I agree. All right, mini hot takeover. X-Men are garbage.
You didn't get your take in.
Oh man. Well, it was a mini hot take. He said mutants are crap, right?
I forgot exactly what I said.
Yeah. And it landed on hot takes again, so that's actually funny. We could have no. Parks. I don't really care for them.
It's a hot take Sparks combo.
It's not a. This is not a a hot take about the parks. I'd like to say something about restaurants. So your 60-day window is for like dining reservations, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How come things, everything at Disney is like, it used to be fast passes and dining reservations. How come that everything opens up at a different time? Like for reservations, like this one's 6 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes 5, and this one's 7. But for fast passes, you had to do it at like midnight or 12:01 for lightning. You know what I mean? Can we just have one?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really like waited. I've never done it like at the whatever the first moment you could do it.
I haven't either, but people do, and I'm irritated for them that it seems to change a lot for everything.
I'm guessing it has to do with the from a user perspective, the tech organization at the Disney Corporation seems to be incredibly disorganized / underfunded / kind of Wild Westy.
I told you I needed a new computer.
Yeah, you will use the Dell we
this
bought you
Commodore 64 to make
those would probably still Disney be running experience. Fine, actually. It's the Windows XP machines that they're having the problems with.
So, honestly, I bet it has a lot to do with not overtaxing the system. But, you know, somebody's 60 days is going to be somebody else's 30 days. So.
It is a general gripe, though, that, like, it's not too hard to do everything, it did, like, the planning thing. But it feels like we're going to reach a breaking point at some point soon with reservations and everything else.
Too much demand.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah.
So it's not really a rant. I just find it, mildly irritating. All right. Ready?
Yes.
Disney Pixar.
All right. So I had a thought today while I was eating my apple.
We should, this is
a
should
honey just, crisp apple.
This should just be our podcast of what Michael thinks about during the day about Disney and stuff. It's like,
you know, this is the reason we made this podcast was like, we would just sit around and talk about this stuff pretty much like a wheel of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Like a carousel of podcasts.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
In wheel our minds. Of carousels.
Yeah, wheel of fortune. Somebody's going to sue you. Sue us. We keep saying that.
So yeah, I was eating my apple, and it made me think of the Evil Queen from Snow White.
Sure, as one does.
And then I realized she's the hero of the movie, if you think about it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
So at the beginning of Snow White, what does Snow White want?
I don't remember.
She wants to find her prince and live happily ever after.
Okay.
Cut to the old hag giving Snow White a poison apple.
That sounds rude.
Putting in her,
it's a different time, Will. You could call people hags.
Putting her into a deep sleep. The news spread across the land. The prince hears about it, comes, wakes her up. They get married. They live happily ever after.
Right.
If she had not bitten that apple, she would have lived as a spinster in the dwarf's house for the rest of her life.
No, she found him in the woods, right? Like they were singing together.
That was
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's there's no dragon in this one.
So Snow White, that prince was sight unseen.
Apparently,
he just come up and kissing her.
No, he saw her at the beginning, or she saw him at the beginning of the movie. I think, if I remember correctly, while she's like doing the wishing well.
Uh-huh. I'm wishing.
But if I remember correctly, he heard about the Snow White in the deep sleep, either from the dwarves or however.
Uh-huh.
And came to her rescue.
So the Emperor is also the hero of Star Wars because he got rid of the Empire.
Yeah, more or less.
But he created the Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Evil Queen did not create Snow White.
Well, that yeah.
She accidentally gave her everything she wanted.
This is as close to dark thoughts about Disney that Michael gets.
Counterpoint. Evil is in her name, so I don't think she could be the hero.
There you go.
Okay, the old hag is the hero.
Stop calling her an old hag. It feels like we're going to get canceled.
Yeah, a 50s hag also was it's basically saying evil.
Yeah, I mean, you look at her and she looks evil.
But not in her evil queen persona. She just looked kind of, you know, like...
She looks stern.
A lot of makeup.
Large collar.
Shouldn't it, there's no reason for her to have evil in the name. That's all I'm saying. She needs better PR. That's her whole problem. Yeah. Okay.
Wonder if any of the subjects know her real name.
Vanessa.
Vanessa Queen.
That's why she goes by Evil Queen. It's better than Vanessa. Sorry to anybody named Vanessa. Apologies.
Oh, that's funny.
Jason, spin that wheel.
All right.
Parks again.
Okay. So of the stuff that's been announced or has opened recently, like very recently, Guardians. What are you guys most excited
about? I saw
about?
A commercial for Guardians on TV the other day. I had never seen it before. I was like, hey, I read that.
Is it the one they show at the movie theater?
I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, there's one they show like in the pre trailers.
It was just, it's always jarring to see something we talk about.
Before Nicole Kidman comes on and stares at you. Yeah,
I hate that so much.
I went and saw Mrs.
Maisel?
No. Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Mm-hmm. Michael wasn't interested, so I went by myself. And whenever Nicole Kidman comes in and stares into your soul, mm-hmm. I always stare into Michael's soul as well.
He does.
At the same time. And Michael really is uncomfortable by the Nicole Kidman thing. So I almost took a picture of her staring. If I had thought about it 2 seconds earlier, I would have taken a picture of her staring into the soul and then sent it to Michael.
Oh, no, you should have changed the desktop on his computer and his phone.
I wouldn't have a problem with it, but that Mr. Rogers thing traumatized me.
I don't. You're wrong for that. Jason, well, I forgot.
You may have a hard time with...
He stared just a little bit too long.
No. She-Hulk, if she can break the fourth wall.
Yeah, but she's not just staring at
it. She's going to break it with her fist.
Mr. Rogers said something that affected me in my soul and then just stared at me.
Well, maybe that's on you, yeah. Not him.
Buddy. It might be on me, but it still made me uncomfortable and I've never forgotten it and can't watch that movie anymore.
I don't remember what your actual question was.
No,
either. Announced things.
Yeah, what are you most excited that's coming soon or... Has just arrived.
Boy, I'm really excited to ride Guardians again. And I want to go in the store because it wasn't open during the preview.
Oh, yeah.
And they had some cool, neat... I don't think I'm going to buy any of it, but you never know. They had some neat, like, nerdy Marvel movie stuff. Like, you know, you could buy the Infinity Stones or stuff like that. You know?
Oh, I wonder if it'll be like the Avengers Campus store.
Maybe.
Like, that had a lot of cool, different stuff.
It had, like, I saw some of the stuff on an article like a month ago or so, and it had some really, like, just nerdy stuff. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We haven't had any Marvel stuff out on this end.
Mm-mm.
So that's me. I'm still most excited about Guardians and then riding it again.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, I want to ride it again too, but I'm most excited for Epcot to finish the World Celebration area.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for, like, the, like, journey, I'm excited for the Journey of Water.
Say it right.
Moana's Journey of Water.
Moana's Water Fountain.
It's not a water fountain.
In World Future East.
Moana's Splash Pad.
It's West if it was going to be anything. But
I thought it right after I said it.
Learn your cardinal directions, Will.
But like the whole like middle part that they're working on like looks so pretty in the...
Yeah.
And, like the statue and the greenery and the new fountains and like...
And that Walt statue.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm just excited to have like... That to be all done because what they've completed at Epcot so far as part of their project has been great, and it'll be nice when it's just kind of done and they can move on to the next thing.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I'm a little more excited than I would think that I would have been about that part of Epcot because, like you said, all the stuff that they've done so far, like it's so much more open and airy, and like you don't feel like you have to. You know, circumnavigate the globe to get
the world surface
to get from, you know, living with the land to,
and it's got good branding that
space
that's legacy or it takes you back to the original with like the colors and the logos of the different attractions and the font and I don't know. I think it's gonna be great and I'm very excited for it to be done. And when it's done, they can also close a Spaceship Earth and. Give it some TLC.
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe that'll be mine. Is the Spaceship Earth redo needs?
Sure,
it needs to happen.
It does.
Make it happen
badly.
Like it's
When Michael and I were on it last time, I didn't think we were going to make it.
Yeah.
Something fell off our car, I'm pretty sure.
You have literally right next door one of the new generation of amazing rides.
Mm-hmm.
You're just embarrassing yourself. You know, blow the pylons, roll it out.
No. That was
no, take it to the shop.
Just give it a try.
Redo it.
Oh, okay.
And then roll it back in.
My mini hot take on that is I think eventually they're just going to close it up. And it's just an icon with stuff in the middle for storage at some point.
I hope not. That would
I hope not. But yeah, I could see it happening.
I don't know that they will. I mean, it does a good job of eating people.
It will now because it's breaking all the time. That blue light will just lead you to the afterlife.
Well, apparently that extra kid, his face was melted off.
That's true. If nature moment is to be believed.
By somebody eating him.
All right, final round, ready to go?
Sure.
It really is funny the way I'm seeing this because I'm looking past my mic stand and I said, Snow White. I said, spin again. Oh. I think I need to put my glasses on.
Oh, you should do a topic about Snow White. Oh, wait, we already did a topic about Snow White.
I lost it my last turn. That's okay. Oh, you got to abide by the wheel.
You started with me, though. So yeah. So, the
okay.
Round
so
be,
yeah. Now we're on, okay.
Yeah, now we're on the final round.
All right, Michael. Resorts. The last resort.
So I had a thought today.
I mean, you may need to start a blog or something.
I saw a picture come up in my Twitter feed from Retro WW of the old lobby of the Polynesian Resort.
Yeah.
And I could literally smell it. You know how that happens? Like when you see like a picture that has a smell?
Yeah.
I get to smell that water fall in the middle of the lobby.
It doesn't smell like that anymore.
Musty.
A little musty.
Yeah, it was musty. It was like that stale
it's
water.
It's like how I talk about your damp basement.
Yeah.
That's what it actually felt like in there. A little steamy.
Yeah.
But not bad.
Pretty, though. I'm glad they opened it up or whatever, but
boy, I really like the sound of running water, though.
Sure. You're going to love Moana.
It's going to do more than run.
What else?
It's going to jump and it's going to come to life.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Oh, that's what it said.
I like the dun-dun of the water.
It's going to tell a story.
In front of me. Yeah. Somehow. The grandma was singing about it, doing stuff.
You should anyway, watch Moana, Will. That's really good.
The Polynesian.
Yeah, it was just reminding me like how I just thought it was interesting. Like when you see like pictures of things, you can smell it or like you can hear.
Or smells take you back.
Yeah.
Especially.
That's true. It's like a two-way scent.
Like there was a time when I was going to, oh gosh, I don't remember where I was, but it was like, it was a wall air conditioning unit. And you know, those have like a smell to them.
Yeah.
Those used to remind me of Disney World. And I don't know why. Maybe because they crank that air conditioning there so much back in the 80s. And it was probably very bad for the environment, what they were using.
It's probably still very bad for the environment.
Well, sure, but not as bad. It wasn't like literally leaking into the groundwater like it probably was then.
Yeah, I could see that because if you see one of those window air conditioner units, you put it through its paces.
Sure.
You see what it can do.
Yep. Crank it up.
Yep.
Or don't use it at all.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
All right.
Star Wars. It landed on Star Wars officially.
Okay. Michael, earlier today in our Slack channel or an instant messenger or something, it doesn't matter. He asked if we had heard the news about Star Wars Acolyte.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not and didn't click on the link. If you sent a link.
I did not.
There was no link.
So what's the news about Star Wars Acolyte?
You don't like spoilers.
Huh?
You don't like spoilers.
Oh, is it a big spoiler?
Nah.
And it may not even be
it's
true.
It's just a rumor. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Spoiler alert for a video game that may or may not come
out.
It's a show on Disney Plus.
Oh.
That nobody really knows anything about.
I thought you were talking about Last Jedi Order.
Nope.
What's that called?
I don't know. Jedi Fallen Order 2.
Yeah.
Final Order.
Anyway. I believe Star Wars Acolyte's the one that's going to be in the High Republic.
We don't know that, I don't think, for sure.
They
were very vague about it.
This leads more evidence that it is.
Because the High Republic was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Well, the rumor / scuttlebutt is that Darth Plagueis is going to play a role in that show somehow.
Have you heard the tale of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
I did. He could bring people back from the dead, right?
Yeah. My favorite meme lately is that one. Have you heard the... Shh. You're ruining the performance.
I'm watching this orb dance around.
These people have practiced really, really hard, and they're paying attention to you, Chancellor.
Yeah.
This is a very... They're doing their best.
Yeah. They know. They know that you're not engaged.
Yeah, I think it's just barely pre-prequels, Darth Plagueis.
Oh,
depending on how long he lived, though, that's the thing. Yeah.
Well, if he could be cloned like Sidious could, then...
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
What, you mean bad writing clone? Yeah, no.
I think they're going to stay away from cloning for a while.
I think they ought to.
I think they should.
Because they never even really explained the other one.
Well, anytime you see us...
They literally said he's back somehow. That's it.
I bet there was a lunch afterwards with Kathleen Kennedy. Whoever's in charge of story at Star Wars, and Kevin Feige, and he's like, listen... I don't want to tell you how to run your side of the shop, but don't listen to the internet and stay away from cloning for a while.
I think they learned their lesson.
Yeah.
Now that especially seems like they've put Filoni and Favreau in charge of Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a good call.
Kathy Kennedy's still in charge of like the business of Lucasfilm, but it seems like the story's in good hands now. So I have faith now. They haven't had anything that I didn't really like since Rise of Skywalker, and they just that whole sequel trilogy just had issues.
Who ordered the clone army?
That was Cypher Dyas.
That's not Darth Plagueis.
No, it wasn't.
Who's Cypher Dyas?
It's Darth Sidious.
It's not.
It's not.
It wasn't.
I thought it was like an anagram or whatever.
Yeah,
it's called.
Everybody thought that. No, he was a guy. He was a Jedi.
Cypher Dyas.
Cypher Dyas.
And he just went rogue and ordered an army.
I don't remember exactly. It was. He was in the Clone Wars show.
He must have been a VP level or higher.
They had an episode or two. They had an arc about it.
It's
been a long time since I saw it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those where like he was like manipulated to do it type things. Again, it just seems like really poor writing because that's a pretty decent plot point for the prequels just to throw away a line on something you did in a cartoon 10 years later.
Well, that was Filoni, right? Or was it the other Clone Wars?
That was still, let's be clear, that was still George Lucas in charge
of
the Clone Wars then. So, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. All right, last spin. Music.
Nice.
I did Parks music last week. Lamented the fact that they don't sell more.
Mm-hmm.
What could I say about music, current Disney stuff, or Marvel, or Star Wars, or anything else?
Ooh, I got one about music.
Yeah, go ahead. I got nothing right this second, if you got something.
Okay, the Disney Hits channel on
Sirius
XM, they have a very liberal definition of hits, and they lull you in with an Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Or a Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Or a song from Moana.
Right. How far I'll go.
And then, just when you're not expecting it, bam, Descendants.
Deep cut on the Descendants, too. Like the B-side unreleased, like, Descendants 3.
Just like a dialogue track from the middle of the CD.
I'm sure it's a hit for the people that like Descendants. This is very popular, just not to us.
We listened to it quite a bit going down to Florida last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was definitely like, you know, I'm playing on my phone in the backseat. Like, what is this? Yeah. Like, did you change it to like easy listening or something from the 80s?
Yeah.
Well, no, this is from the Rescuers Down Under, it says. I don't know. Again, they got to fill 24/7,
yeah.
You know?
Rescuers Down Under had a good score.
A great alternative is I think it's called Disney Hits. It's a playlist by Apple Music. It's like a curated playlist. That's a good one. That's what you want. That's what, when you tune into Sirius Disney Hits, what you want is what's on Apple Music.
Yeah. And they should have it like where eventually it's going to repeat. You're like, well, we've heard a lot of really good stuff here.
Yeah.
they don't need to dig as deep as they do.
Bam, Evermore.
Oh,
dig a little deeper.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a lovely way to end on, you know.
Evermore? Yeah, I agree.
No, I do not think that. You said dig a little deeper.
No, I'm going to play Evermore right now.
No, dang.
But you do understand that it's not a hit.
I do.
Yeah.
I just need you to say it. Like, I needed you to say Eternals was not your favorite movie of all time.
No, Batman Returns is my favorite movie of all time.
I know. I just need you to say it out loud.
Favorite Marvel movie.
It's not even. Anyway, we spun the wheel for a long time, so we're done now.
It may not even be your favorite Marvel movie of last year.
Oh, it's definitely my favorite Marvel movie of last year.
What were the other ones from last year?
Black Widow, Shang-Chi.
Black Widow was 2020, wasn't it? Or was it early 2021?
Who knows when Black Widow came out?
Because
they delayed it for the pandemic. Yeah. Remember?
I know, but didn't they put it? They were putting movies out in the theater last summer.
Yeah,
Shang-Chi was in the summer.
No, Shang-Chi was in September.
When was Eternals? Like
November.
Into December, because it was so long.
Yeah. And then No Way Home was December. Then
I forgot they were so backloaded.
Multiverse of Madness.
You know, guys, it's been a blur these last couple of years.
Yeah. Eternals is my favorite of last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Also,
No Way Home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I could see that.
It was good, but Eternals was more meaningful to me.
Mm. Yeah. If you don't care about the...
They're all good.
The three
Don't
Spiders,
get me wrong.
Man, nostalgia. That movie's fine.
It's good.
It's good.
Better than Eternals. All right. We're done with the wheel. That was fun. We're definitely going to keep doing this. Maybe not next week.
Every week we've changed the format.
Roll it away, Will. The wheel.
I'm just going to leave it there so I'll just finish the show. Is that okay? Let us know if you like the wheel, you know. So we enjoyed it. And we can give us some ideas on things we could change on there. Add, and we'll see what happens. It is dry erase on there. So
it is.
We'll see what happens. All right. So you can find us on tfppodcast.com, Instagram and Reddit @tfppodcast, Twitter @tfp_podcast. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher if you have a minute. We know you do because you just spent a long time listening to this. So just add one more minute to your listening and just give us a 5-star rating. You could also buy a t-shirt over at shop.tfppodcast.com and wear it to the parks. They're really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some exclusive Patreon-only content that's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/tfppodcast. That's all I got. Anything else?
The shirts are really comfortable.
They are.
They are.
I'm not even shilling. They're really nice.
Especially in the Florida humidity.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon. Each week
classic
on TFP Extra.
Disney. Classic.
Ugh. That's even worse. That time I left your room because I thought you were going to say something and then you didn't.
Oh. What were you talking about? I wasn't listening.
It's funny.